Yeah. Was it, it's the young Buddha. Don't support them looters. What's going on? Here for another audio development. Jeezy for Sheezy. Number X easy. Put that in later. The date is September 11th, 2020. Year zero of the TSN. Very important date, as you all know. A lot to talk about on this one. This one's going to be a bit more somber and serious. So, yesterday, walking in the neighborhood to get some food, right? And as I'm getting to the restaurant, I see a bunch of these, what do they call them, black bloc militant guys with their, one of them had a machete, one of them had like a fire torch, and there's an older lady in front of the McDonald's, right? So I'm walking in, minding my own business, and turns out it was just a couple of guys dressed in black, and I thought it was a machete, but it was actually a water bottle he was holding, and they were just saying hello to this older woman. But I walk into the McDonald's, right, and I find out they've fucking discontinued snack wraps nationwide. Now, this is not a fucking joke, okay? McDonald's has discontinued the only fucking item, well, McFlurries aside, I'm sure that'll be next in fucking Trump's America, right? McFlurries aside, the only reason I ever go to McDonald's. Woo! Woo! Are you fucking kidding me? What is this country coming to? It's truly unbelievable. Truly, truly. But anyway, so this is, you know, fucking around the side. There is a lot to talk about with 9/11, especially from someone like me, if you've been following me all these years, with 9/11 truth and all that, you know, conspiracy reality, you know, or not being a fucking idiot who lets, you know, people dupe them into ridiculous futures or whatever you want to call it, but, it's okay. You can only manage your own reality and amplify that outward. Truth is, everything that's happening today stems from what we let happen then and continue to let happen today by pussyfooting around this bullshit. And, you know, people who know the truth clearly trying to fucking play the devil's advocate, and I get it, I've done all the same, where you try and get people to critical think by sort of pussyfooting around it and playing the devil's advocate for the sake of it, but there's a balance to be had, and at what point do you start talking about what you fucking know? So now it's a bit more actually serious, but, you know, it's kind of like, well, yeah, you know, trillions of dollars went missing on that day, and, you know, anyone who uses any semblance of logic could tell the buildings were blown up. The top world's demolition expert in Europe said this. Anyone who's watched demolition buildings know that they blew up. There are three buildings, two planes. How does that happen? You know, how has our culture been shaped and changed from this very event? How much money did the military industrial complex and the national security industrial complex make? How did they change and terrorize us into submitting to different laws? And so on and so forth. But what I was going to say anyway is we should talk about this shit 364 days a year, not the one day where we're supposed to. let alone all the fucking bullshit that happens. I'm all for the incredibly sadness, you know, supporting the families, the people who suffered from this event. And that includes the ones who are speaking out for 9/11 truth, right? So, anyway, should be every other day of the year, so I'm not gonna do a long one on that. But that's what they do. It's like, oh, well, you know, we weren't told the truth. The official story obviously wasn't true, and they stole trillions of dollars and, you know, raped our society. And you could trace it back to a certain group of individuals. Well, I'm not saying it's an inside job or elements, you know, I'm not saying it was elements within our own three-letter agencies, you know, supported by this certain group of individuals, and there's a money trail that supports that fucking changed our society. I'm just saying we don't know what happened, right? All right. Anyway, there's an old, you know, you gotta let people make mistakes so they can learn. So I can look myself in the face with everything I've talked about. I could look the children in the face with all that stuff. So I don't fucking care. My life is great. I'm working on the most important project in the world. So, and the other one is like, well, I don't think, I'm not saying it was a conspiracy. I'm just saying that's how the world works, you know. Really rich and powerful people mold society and rape them to their own gain to remain in control, and in other words, collaborate to commit crimes in secret on a mass scale. But it's not a conspiracy. It's the definition of a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy. All right, anyway, so 9/11 clearly ties to what we've let happen today as a society and how the vast majority of people have been, traumatized into this docile group of people that would let this happen. But nonetheless, you have to treat them, you have to empower them, and not be mad at them. You have to be sympathetic to them. But it is amazing what's happening today. And, you know, if you remember all the Y2K stuff, it's like that times 100,000,000,000, considering what the reaction has been for closing down all of society. And to this day, even with the data, they're still, they think they're going to be able to do this forever and get worse. It's fucking hilarious, you fucking morons. But, so the point is, if you remember Y2K, this is going to be the joke of the century. I mean, not funny because of how many people have died from the jobs they lost and all of that, but, you know, nature does what it does, and we have to move to, it'll be a path to a better world because technological deflation is taking over, and, you know, everyone will have a 3D printer and all that, as the money system degrades and collapses, and, you know, they'll try and do their own things, which will only prove why Bitcoin and all this other shit is, gives people the power back. But just thinking of the scale, how hilarious it's going to be, how we reacted to this thing, which we should be realizing that now, like, with the data we've had. I mean, some of us realized this 6 months ago. You know, the virus came, there's how many different coronaviruses are there? That's not a new phenomenon. It was one different strain. Perhaps there was something different that happened in Wuhan, but nonetheless, the virus peaked fucking 3 months before anyone even spoke about it. And then you had a statistical thing in testing where if you test you're going to find it. And, you know, if you tested how many people have either the common cold or some type of coronavirus or flu, whatever you want to call it, at some point in time, always, you, how many people would have it, you know, or some trace of it left in their body. The point is, that's part of fucking life. You get sick and you get better. Big fucking deal. Oh man, wow, what a tangent we've gone off on. This is, let's get back to development. Or, you know, it's like, remember those videos they amplify of the people keeling over in China? Oh my god, that's, you know, it's worse now. There, I just saw someone, it was, they come back to life after a certain period. They're like zombies. Now, if you look around, you'll see these zombies are, just saw one in a truck, and it was driving a fucking car. And another one was, you know, in a park listening to music. So they come back to life, it looks like, after they kill over and die. And a lot of them are making babies. So you could check out, the COVID birth rate is going to be wild. As you know, I documented that in my other one. But we got to start thinking about what we're going to do as a society from, you know, how COVID is causing people to have birth. But, you know, he giveth and he taketh. There's an old saying, for every person who dies, a baby is born. So I guess we'll figure it out. So we're going to talk a bit more about these thread channels and these functional ping proofs I want to touch on. Perhaps a bit more about the block time limit, but we'll have to think of some better names for these thread channels, because everything's been kind of tied to like drug names. I thought that was kind of funny, dimes, trips, and all that. So we'll have to think of something clever for thread channels. On the topic of drugs, kind of funny. If there's any listeners who like to partake in various substances, especially in the crypto community, if you go to the podcast function and you just hit one half speed, it's fucking hilarious. And I imagine if you were on some drugs, it's kind of like, chopped and screwed podcast. So I've just been bumping some Stephen Levera on one half speed, chopped and screwed, and it's far out, man. Highly recommend. But I don't want to encourage anything. Drugs are like anything else; they're a tool that have their pros and cons. You got to be careful with addiction. That said, obviously that should be every individual. It shouldn't be a legal thing. It should be a parental thing. And every single fucking drug on planet Earth should be legal. And there should be better education, rehabilitation, and all that. But it all starts with the money. But not underplaying addiction and all that. You know, I've experienced a lot of that, you're smoking weed, whatever it is, and it just happens, it starts like, oh, it's a social thing, and then it's, I'm just gonna hang out with, these friends who smoke, I've been through it all, instead, and you tell yourself, like, oh, I'm just hanging out with those friends, because I like them more, and they happen to smoke, and then it's like, well, we're going to see a movie, so obviously we're going to get baked before we see that, right? And then it's like, oh, well, we got to get baked before we do X activity, like just me and the buddies. It's just like our ritual. It's nothing to be worried about. And then that turns into, well, we're getting dinner. Who wants to meet up and get baked before dinner? And you're making a fool of yourself in the restaurant. And then it turns into, wake and bake, right? We just had a crazy night out, hungover. It's like, we'll just wake and bake. And then it's like, well, I have trouble going to sleep, and it's medicine is what you tell yourself. So You know, I just have to smoke to go to sleep. And before you know it, it's like, well, you know, I'm at work. I have to just smoke on my lunch break, just to get through the day. Or, you know, I'm going to do a podcast and I have to smoke, you know, just because it's, makes the atmosphere better, or whatever you tell yourself as the excuse to justify your addiction. So but that should be up. That's what you learn from experience. And as you mature, as an adult, is how to deal with these things. And it's not putting people in boxes, and it shouldn't be up to people who make profits off of putting people in cages and that whole, you know, the prison industrial complex and politicians who support it and the corporations and blah, 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 blah. But as long as you're happy and you're with your own life, who is anyone else to say anything about it? So, thread channels, right? And functional ping proofs. Let's start with that. First off, Jay, I started a fucking thread channel. So if you want to learn the best ways to do it, right? It's like with Bitcoin, you got to actually do a transaction to realize how fucking amazing it is. So I started it up. I did a like and a redime, and part of the process is a functional ping proof. So I pinged you with those, and it's up to you to do the tally. So what should we start on first? I guess the ping proofs is basically you can have these functions like redime. What I realized later is even follow or anything that fits this specific format of you basically being able, like everything in social media, all these functions are just saying, my identity is signing off on doing this thing. So with these ping proofs, if I want to like something of yours or redime it, I'm doing that so other people see that I did it. So that goes on my dime line. And then if you see, I did likes in a separate category of the dime line, so everyone sees that I liked it. But with our decentralized system, the old systems are just a database with a central operator who kind of tallies it for everyone. So this is a clever fucking solution, because what I'm doing is I'm creating these command signatures. So if I liked it, first I'm putting it in my like section of my dime line. Then I'm literally signing a message like, and then the signature, the TSN signature of whichever TSN reference or dime, I should say, in this case, I'm liking, but I'm signing like the word like is a function, and then that signature, which produces my own signature, which I don't have to publish and waste space on my own server, because all that matters, you're already seeing the like on my dime line, and all that matters is I'm pinging it over to the person who I'm liking their signature, their dime, and so they have that proof, and they can put the space on their server and create a tally for the number of likes for every dime, for every, you know, TSN signature. So you've effectively recreated the likes function of social media in a decentralized fashion, which is fucking cool. And so every dime now can have a tally of likes, which is just a number, and that number can actually be a link to all the proofs of everyone who's liked it. You understand? Because they receive these proofs from the initiator of the like. So you got to know how to do all this stuff. You got to know how to do digital signatures, but it really works beautifully. It's just pinging over a proof, and the person updates their tally, and you're recreating these functions in a decentralized manner. Now, the same thing for redimes. You put it on your dime line, like any other dime, which links to their signature page, and you are just doing a functional proof, a ping proof, where you say the word redime, whatever signature you're rediming, and you sign it yourself, which creates this proof that you ping over to them. And so you're not wasting, again, all this stuff is not in your block. And you're not even, in this case, wasting any space on your server because you're just paying it over to them. And you don't need to keep a record of that. They do. And you can't unlike it, right? Which is kind of cool. Unlike the old social media, because they have the proof. So you can't undo that because they'll always have the proof that you liked it. Now, like, would you put, like, with all their TSN stuff, you put the time in. You don't need that. You don't have that with old social media. You don't know at what time someone liked it. Obviously, you can deduce in order to like something or redime it. It obviously happened after that was created. No shit. But that's basically functional ping proofs. It's just an elegant, beautiful solution. So, thread channels, right? This is also really fucking cool. The idea for this came to me, and partially functional ping proofs, from just thinking about Lightning, right, with Bitcoin, which are these channels, which are just a state that's never published to the Bitcoin blockchain, but it's continually updated by both participants, and they have this sort of justice transaction and so on and so forth. You know, if anyone wants to screw each other over. Now, screwing each other over is different because this isn't money. This is social media content. But that's where the idea came from. So a thread channel, okay, similar to the Bitcoin network, is these replies and replies to replies, which never are actually published in your own TSN block. So you're saving space in that regard. And you've effectively created... you could call it a reply section because that's what's on Twitter and Parler and all these other, you know, short message platforms. Or you could call it a comment section if it's in the trips directory because, you know, YouTube videos have these comment sections. And it could be in any directory for anything. You can create a comment section. So how does it work? In order to start a thread channel, you're obviously replying to a TSN reference. TSN references all use 3 out of 3 signing. So that reference is in someone's block, it's on their server, and it came on their, it's in their block, it has a digital signature, and it came from a valid account on their server. Just good to continually re-summarize these concepts until they're, you know, ingrained in your head. But, so the thread channel opener is the person who's doing the first reply to a TSN reference. Thread channels use 2 out of 3 signings. In other words, they don't go in your TSN block. And so the first reply creates what you could call a thread page as opposed to a TSN signature page. And it you'll put the reference that you're replying to, and then you'll put your reply the same way you would sort of if you were doing a TSN reference, which in the case of Twitter is like a retweet with a comment sort of. But in this case, and I spoke about in the last one how the conceptual code is the same between replying to a tweet and a retweet with a comment. It's really just how you display it. You're replying to a specifically identifiable tweet in the case of Twitter. But if it's with a comment, it displays, you know, like on top of it. And if it's a reply, it displays underneath it. With us, these replies are going to be a bit different because we're going to save in the fact that it doesn't take up space in your block. Now, you have your reply, you have your original reference that you've put in this thread page, right? And then you create your reply, which is the same form as as we've shown throughout, with, you know, a redime with a comment. So there's one difference. You're not putting this in your block, okay? And also, you're putting it underneath on this thread page, the reference, because it's like a reply too, right? And so you just created a state. Now, what happens when I want to, as the original TSN reference creator, want to reply to your reply? Well, that can go on my signature page, right? But again, this is not going in my block, this reply to a reply, because they use 2 out of 3 signing, which is the, you know, cleverness of this all. So it is using all the other rules, though. You got to establish the time. It's got to be, you know, a digital signature. And so as we start replying to each other, this channel state gets updated and updated. Now, there's been some fuss from people about, like, well, it's always a plus one of the state from the person who's doing the comment. For instance, if I start the thread channel, I have one more reply, and until the person who created the original reference replies to my reply, our channel states are not the same. And that's okay. I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Why it's a silly to fuss over that. First of all, these are going to be notifications, ping notifications. So it's not like you don't know that someone replied to it. You just don't necessarily have to update the state until you are going to reply to their reply, okay? And you could do that if you're a fussy person and, you know, so you're going to know about it, so you're free to do that. But here's why it doesn't matter, okay? When you're a popular account on Twitter, right, and you put out a big tweet and there's like hundreds or thousands of replies to it, how much of that is fucking spam and bullshit and whatever? What you really want to see is what's important enough for the person to respond to. Obviously, anyone should be able to respond to something, but does everyone need to see everything that everyone's writing to everyone else? So this is even better. It's an and even they don't show everything. They abstract it away. It'll say 31 replies, and you kind of got to click on it and go through everything to see everyone's reply. So, and it wouldn't be hard from a technological standpoint to implement that. It's all going to be automated, so you could do it. So anyone who replies to your thing, to your reference, you just put it in there to show it, right? But here's why it's fucking stupid, is because this is a feature, not a bug. You don't want spam in your thing. So why should you have 1,000 replies to one reference that are just complete bullshit? You should be able to show, you know, like, you should have to show anything that's worth your time and attention to reply to, okay? Or maybe you just think it's important, you don't want to reply, then you show it. It's not like the people who are replying, who have their own TSN accounts, don't have it on their own fucking thread page. They do, and they have proof of that. So anyone who's like, so it's almost a spam mitigation thing. It's like, if you're a shitty account that no one cares about, you have the proof, you replied to it, but everyone doesn't need to see that. And the original TSN reference person doesn't need to waste space on their server for bullshit. Why should they have to? So let's talk about some of the incentives involved. It's a lot like Lightning. It's really interesting. And so if you do reply to someone, if they were important enough to reply to, that person always has that for the rest of time. So you can't, like, even if you were to theoretically, like, delete it on your own signature page, there's no incentive to do so because the other person has a proof of it on their own signature page, and they can just reply to that, and it's like almost like you know, when someone says something on Twitter and they delete it and it's like, oh, I got the screen cap. Well, now instead of a fucking screen cap, you have a cryptographic proof. So if someone deletes it from their SIG page, you can literally cryptographically prove that they said what they said. So this shit's fucking cool. Let's dive into other incentives, right? So what I didn't touch on yet, which is also really cool, is the thread channel opener, or various ones, whatever it is, the thread channel opener can always actually publish the state to his own block, right? If he should so choose, which makes a TSN reference in his own block. So when the thread channel opener decides to publish this state, this TSN reference essentially has the entire chain of changes to the state that led to the creation of that reference. It's all built into that signature, right? Because when you reply to something, you are including their signature. So this whole series of replies is built in. It's on your thread page. And so how do you do that, right? Well, all the messages prior never touched a block, but they did establish the time and all of that, so you have that record. But when you want to publish the state, you are doing so, you're deciding to do so with your most recent reply, because in order to make a TSN reference, the time has to be current. Also, in the URL now, coming soon with this upgrade, there's going to be a reference number along with the block number. So it's gotta be like all other TSN references, and we'll talk about ordering a bit later. That's gonna be another protocol rule, is that we'll dive into that later. So when you wanna publish the state, you're doing it so with that most current reply when you do it in real time. And the thread page turns into a TSN signature page. And all the prior replies are in that page. So it's really a lot like lightning. There's this just continual updating of this channel between two or more people. And eventually, I don't know if today we'll get into branches, right? That's with other people replying. And, you know, it gets real complex in terms of explaining it, but I'm sure we'll do some examples. And a lot of this stuff, you kind of got to just see it and do it to understand it. But it's just, you guys are continually updating the state, and each person has the proof of all prior replies. So there's no incentive to take it down, because it's not even a screenshot you have. You literally have a cryptographic proof of their reply. So there's no crypto deleted tweets or whatever it was on this. You literally don't need it, because we're all the crypto deleted fucking tweets. Everyone can be it. It's like, I got you on caller ID, son. I got the fucking proof. So it's, come on, like crypto Twitter, Bitcoin Twitter. That's what you're gonna call those? This is fucking crypto Twitter. Get the fuck out of here. So anyway,